The Warriors and Rakuten announcing a multi-year partnership to include the Rakuten logo on all Warriors jerseys beginning this season. The Rakuten badge will be featured on all of the Warriors' regular season, postseason, practice, and summer league uniforms. The partnership also includes other sponsorship elements, including the practice facility becoming the newly named Rakuten Performance Center. And that's where this announcement was made. Let's listen in to the festivities, starting with Warriors owner Peter Guber.
I scratched a few notes in the car coming over the bridge this morning, and suddenly I heard a newscast to speak of this event, a proposed transaction between two seemingly disparate companies. Yes, it was a financial reporter, and he was, you know, detailing a transaction. They have the accent in the wrong syllable. This is not a transaction. This is a relationship. This is about relationship capital between three powerful brands, the Golden State Warriors, Rakuten, and the NBA. It doesn't aim for the wallets of our audience. And we call them audiences, not customers. Because when you call them customers, they protect their groin and their wallet. When you call them audiences, you're aiming for their heart. And that's where hits are born. It doesn't aim for the wallet. It looks at global audiences in all three groups as symmetric, together. The NBA is a global game. It's admired and followed worldwide. The sport is played everywhere. I was in Tibet. And laying in my bed in Tibet, I was watching a Warriors game at 4 in the morning. I was in New Guinea this past year, and I saw a field, no court, just a field. Hard ground, no shoes on the players, a wooden kind of backboard, and just a rim. And there were 40 people all trying to play the game. It's played and admired worldwide. The end of this month, the Warriors are off to Asia for third, fourth, fifth time in the last 10, 12 years. A commitment to the marketplace. California is a global country. It's a Pacific Rim country. It's got 44 million people. It's the sixth largest economy in the world. So having the brand, these brands aligned here, speaks to the world audience. More than 25% of the league's players are international. It's 114 from 41 countries. So the players are international, and that's going to grow. Just do the math. 320 million people in the United States. 7.5 billion people in the rest of the world. 7.5 billion. So you get 2% more players. You get a lot of international players as the game is played and watched more on all the different media, streamed and everything around the world. And this relationship speaks to all three brands. All of them are terrifically aligned. They all talk to audiences. They're all looking at human engagement. They're looking at activation. They're looking for emotional transportation. Why? They want the messages. Rakuten wants its messages and its content and its information bonded with emotion so that information becomes resonant, memorable, and actionable. And more important, is played forward by all the people in these global audiences to other people. It's the perfect alignment. We're all three in that business, but we all deliver the content differently. We depend upon audience engagement at the highest level. And you think about the NBA. The fans, the audience owns the team. We are just stewards. They own the team. They make the audience. They make the drama. They make the story. And the same with his folks. They are audiences too. He's in the engagement business. He's in the emotional transportation business. So what better way to bond these brands? The bond is the key. The relationship capital is the key that these things promise. So when Rick and Chip and Joe embrace not just the logo of Rakuten and the NBA and the Warriors, but its location next to on the players who make all the difference, next to their heart, next to this brand, these brands, they're saying something. They're saying, we believe in the value of that proposition. We believe it's valuable to our fans, our audiences worldwide, and we think that they will get the resonance of it. So watch out. The best is yet to come.
Thank you, Peter. To hear more about this partnership from the Warriors' Chief Marketing Officer, and that is Chip Bowers.
Thank you, Tim. Exciting day for the Golden State Warriors organization, our fan base, our community, certainly all of our partners, to be able to welcome a well-respected global brand like Rakuten to our family. When we set out on this journey a little less than a year ago, we were very cognizant about the responsibility that we had as an organization to have the right type of brand aligned with not just our players, but our fan base and our community. And we thought the location of what we're going to refer to as the badge, we think a badge represents honor and something to be proud of, not a patch, not something that's covering up or trying to fix an issue. We don't feel like we have any issues right now, and we felt like it was important that they had a badge that represented not only the type of ideals and principles that we believe in, but someone that authentically could share that message and story with us. But it ultimately resides over the heart. And that's what this is all about. We're all in the people business. And for us to be able to align with a great group of people, I think is what makes this a game-changing partnership. We treat our partners as family. And from the very beginning, when Mr. Mikitani, Mickey, was kind enough to travel overseas to meet with us in our very first meeting, he sent a very loud and clear message. He was here to mean business. He was here to tell us how much this meant to him, how personal a decision this was, not only for him, but the entire Rakuten organization and the family of brands, Viber, Ebates, Kobo, the like, all of which will be tied to this partnership in one manner or another. It all has to resonate and really mean something to each and every person that touches not just the jersey, but the partnership in different areas and different mediums. So we're very excited to welcome Rakuten to our family. It's a big day for us organizationally. We feel like we have a responsibility on the NBA to set a path forward in terms of how diligent people should be in crafting these type of partnerships. The activation that we're going to be doing together is something that we're extremely proud of. And today's a big day to be able to tip that off. And so with that, I'm proud to be able to introduce our new friend and member of our family, Hiroshi Mikitani, otherwise known as Mickey. Welcome.
Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Shape, for a wonderful introduction. My name is Hiroshi Mikitani. I'm the founder and CEO of Rakuten. And it is our greatest honor and pleasure to be able to announce this great partnership among the Golden State Warriors, National Basketball Association, and Rakuten. Especially as a huge sports and basketball fan, personally, I am very thrilled to become the partner of Warriors, which is very special basketball team and build a very special relationship with the greatest sports association in the world, NBA. As you may know, Rakuten has been very active in sports. In Japan, we have Division I soccer team, Vissel Kobe, professional baseball team, Rakuten Eagles, and main sponsor of ATP 500 tournament, Rakuten Japan Open. This year, Rakuten became innovation and entertainment partner of FC Barcelona. Our intent is not only become uniform sponsor to enhance our brand awareness, but also to help promoting FCB presence globally, utilizing our global presence, expertise, and skills. I started Rakuten in 1997 in Japan, and now Rakuten has become one of the top internet service companies in the world. We have 960 million members out of 125 million Japanese people. We are the largest e-commerce company, the biggest online travel agent, biggest credit card company, biggest online bank, etc. From 2010, Rakuten started to globalize aggressively, including changing internal communication language from Japanese to English. Now in the US, eBay is the largest cashback site. We will do approximately $10 billion of transactions. Kobo is the second largest global ebook business in the world. Overdrive is the largest ebook service for libraries in the United States. And Viber is one of the biggest global messaging apps in the world. And we are enhancing our marketplace businesses globally. Altogether, we have about 1.1 billion registered members globally. After the announcement of FCB deal, we have already initiated strong brand integration project. Already, most of the brands are rebranded to Rakuten brands, but with this announcement with Warriors, we would like to further accelerate our brand integration initiatives, including eBay's rebranding to Rakuten brand. Rakuten means optimism in Japanese, and we believe in the future. Together with Warriors and NBA, we would like to make sure we build a bright future and contribute more to the society. Again, thank you very much. again for giving us this great opportunity. Go Warriors.
Well done, Mickey. Well done. I want to bring Bob Myers down at the far end here to talk for a second. You heard Peter give the numbers about the number of players who are international. You've been on both sides, as people well know, an agent, now a GM. How do you see the international growth of the NBA as it is now, and where do you think it's going?
Well, we've seen it grow, Tim. You know, being around the NBA, for anybody that's been doing it for a little while, it you know, used to be a kind of a rarity to have one international player, and now it's a rarity to not have more than one on your own team. And we've, in an interesting way, basketball has been able to connect continents, connect countries. We've got players on our team from all over the world. And for us that grew up here in the United States, it's a real treasure and oftentimes humbling to interact with people that grew up in a completely different environment than we did, but shared the same love for a game that you really only need a leather ball, maybe rubber, and an iron hoop and some kind of backboard to play. And that's what I love about basketball. Like Peter said, you don't even need shoes. I know these guys, shoes make you play better, but you don't need them. And that's what I love about the game. It's a simple thing, but it connects all of us, and it's exciting. And for me, basketball has taken me all over the world, and I hope it can take us to Japan at some point. And it's exciting to know that we've got a partner in Japan and that some young boys and girls are going to maybe watch our team because of this exciting new partnership with Rakuten. And maybe we get some new Warriors fans in Japan. And that's what's exciting for me. So, Tim, it's only getting more international. It's not going to become less. And in the future, who knows what's to come. But this game is an international one. And that's exciting for all of us that are involved in it.
Used a couple words there I want to get back to. You used the word connection and also the word rarity. And you were involved in something else this summer that it was rare that you see a championship team being able to stay together in today's modern age in sports. And I think in part because there is a connection in that locker room with this team. What was this summer like for you? And what does it mean to have the key players back for the Golden State Warriors?
Well, Tim, you know, not having played in the NBA, the players are the ones that are responsible for pretty much all this, to be honest. Why we're sitting up here, why these trophies are here. And when they win, which is all we're trying to do, is just trying to win championships, they deserve to move forward together. They've earned that right. Although Andre was somewhat difficult in the process. No, you know what? When you win together, the one thing, you know, you go through your life and you accomplish things and you create memories and things come and go. But I'll tell you what, championships, it's rare for us to remember something for the duration of our life. We will never forget the ones that were a part of the first championship, the ones that are part of this recent one. I'll run into Andre or Draymond 20, 50 years from now. And it won't even be, we won't even have to say anything to each other. You just look at each other and you know what you've been through. And so when you have a group that has been able to climb that mountain together, what you want to do is give them another chance to do it again, because you know how good that feels, and certainly they earned it. And representing our organization and ownership, we're thrilled to see what's in store for us this year.